It's weird. They use vent too, but you know what? They're doing what the other ones do. It's and I hear she told me how they did that, and I was like, "You've got to be kidding me! Like, you use vent?" She's like, "Yeah," but apparently, I guess what they do is what you guys did for Warcast, where you had to record your own audio and then
Yep.
send it to them because it actually sounds kind of decent.
Yeah, it's the first time I've ever done that. I mean, I just when I was talking to Azeroth, he told me that's what they did, and I was like, "Are you shitting me? Like, y'all put together like four fucking pieces of audio?" I'm like, "Hell no, thanks."
Oh, you should there's a
It's a
there there's
lot
a
of
vid
work.
there's a vidcast that shows how the This Week in Tech does it, and they do the same thing. They're on Skype, but each person records their own audio and then they send it in to Leo and he does all the mixing, and I'm like, no thanks, I'd rather just have a mixing board, which he does, which is the funny part. Like, I'd rather just have a mixing board and let it go from there, you know what I mean?
Well, it's just it's usually when they have you've got too many people talking at once, that's the only problem. And you're not gonna you know, when people interlace their voices, it's really hard to separate them once that happens.
I guess.
And it makes sense for, you know, people who have like, you know, multiple people on their podcasts, I guess. But, you know, we don't, I don't know. I don't it would definitely help with a lot of the overlap, but at the same time, like, it's not worth the time because it is a lot of work. I mean, when I know when Starman was doing it, he was like, "We're syncing," and so basically we would do a countdown, and he started with one, and the next person said two, three, four, and so he just synced after that. And but it just seemed like it was rough.
It just seems like effort, and
Yeah.
you know, like we're lazy, remember?
Yeah, I'd rather be playing
Yeah,
WoW.
we'd rather just do what we're gonna do and just have it all record to one track and be like, fuck
Yep.
it.
Well, I mean, you don't really have to worry too much about that normally.
Yeah, that's true. I don't normally. I don't normally do multiple people,
Yeah.
but you know, I mean, you do it, and so that works fine, but that's just the way you do it. But
Yeah, but I
I
get a
don't.
lot of talking over, which is, you know, happens.
Yeah, but the part of that has to do with the lag and everything too, because you might
That's
think
true.
someone stopped talking and they're gonna keep talking like we just did there, but it's not that bad. So,
Yeah, so why don't you just STFU and let me talk?
learn to listen, noob.
Learn to know when to speak, noob.
Learn to Skype.
Dude, Skype is awesome. I'm surprised I never even fucking knew about it.
Yeah, a friend of mine pointed me out to this, and it's just like, I can't believe the sound quality that comes from it.
It's just amazing. 'Cause I used to do a bunch of voiceover programs, you know, over the to talk to my parents long distance back when I was in college, before this was even like even close to commonplace. And we tried so many different ones, and it was always a pain in the ass.
Yeah, this is real simple. I mean, literally. We're just sitting there and talking like we'd be on the phone.
Yeah, exactly. It's awesome.
Except we can each look at our porn. I can look at my man-on-man porn. You can look at your girl-on-girl porn.
Yes. GOG.
ZOMG. Epic
Yeah,
porn. This might be the funny world of podcasts.
WAP. That's
Yeah.
what I call it.
Whenever you're ready to start recording, just go ahead and hit the button.
Yeah, I've been recording.
Oh, okay. See? So here we are. We're doing episode 7. The not really any real topic. We're just going to be bullshitting. This is myself, your host, everyone's favorite ear bleeding voice person, whatever the fuck you want to call me, Sam.
Yay, Sam! Don't
And
call him Samuel. He'll get pissed
yeah.
off.
Yes, and that would be Alachia. She won't tell me her real name because Maybe she doesn't like it. I'm not sure. But Alachia hosts WoWcast, which you can find at wowcast.net, and it's pretty cool stuff. She likes my podcast, so she's obviously a masochist. So take what you will from that. But we're just a pair of World of Warcraft podcasters, and here we are, just bullshitting.
My real name is Bob, by the way, in case you wanted to know.
Joe Bob.
Joe Bob. Joe Bob, Billabob.
Well, you are in Texas, so you never know.
That's true, but...
Bobby Sue.
So, you said you were going to tell me about something, but I don't remember what it was.
Oh, my elite fishing skills?
Oh, God, I hate fishing. But you know what? I say I hate fishing, but I'm doing that right now as we're podcasting because I'm so bored.
Yeah, but you see, well, that's because I'm a boring person. But
in the game.
Like, you got to realize that there is a lot of stuff you can get from fishing when you get it up high enough. Like, you know how I was saying how I got the linen and the leather and the other shit that I sent to the guild bank. By the way, I am also on Alachia's server now, my fifth server, because I am a freaking idiot. And I am in... What do you want to call that guild as far as... It's not like your high-end guild, but it was like the guild you guys formed, I guess?
Yeah, it's a family guild. Friends and family. That's
Friends
what it
and
is.
Family. And what does the guild initials stand for?
JAE stands for Just Ain't Enough.
Okay. Telson was asking me that last night. He's like, do you know what that stands for? I'm like, no.
That's the official official response, but there's a real response, though. The real reason why it's called JAE.
Oh.
And that's the real initials of our real names of the people who originally formed it.
Jacob, Annabelle, and Esther.
Damn, you're spot on, man.
I'm psychic, let me tell you. So, anyway, yeah, that would be the Boulder Fist server that we both play on, a PvP server.
Score.
Yeah. It's actually kind of shocking, though. I was actually kind of surprised. It's your first server, right?
Yep.
Because you know what? I didn't want to roll on a PvP server at first, and not because I'm, a Care Bear, just because I didn't feel like dealing with learning how to play the game and worrying about being ganked all to hell. You know, and I figure most people would probably start on a PvE server.
That's the whole reason I even wanted to do this, was so that I could kill people. Just wanted to kill people. And then I was like, oh, you can do all these cool quests and stuff, too.
Right. And kill people.
And kill people.
And do more quests.
It's great.
And get ganked. Yes!
Hey. Yeah. You don't get ganked if you're elite, man.
Yo, me and Telson both got ganked last night. We killed, I'm only 24th level on that server. You know, I'm a lowbie, and he's like 25th or something like that. We're running around the Zoram Strand. We ended up killing like a 28 hunter, and then, semi-ganked an 18 mage, but so then we're going up and there's a 25 rogue, so we go up and we're fighting them, and then some 60 warlock comes and just like one shots each of us. We were like, thanks.
Yeah, before I hit 60, rogues were the biggest thing that I had a real huge beef against. And then when I was in my early 60s, first starting out 60 new, shamans were the hugest piece of shit, like...
Nerd shamans.
Yeah, and now it's hunters. Hunters are the ones that I cannot... Mages can just... Oh, God, it's
well,
awful.
The big thing with hunters and PvP, they can kite other spellcasters because they have a longer range. And that's the big thing. They've got 5 yards.
And they only need 2 hits on us. That's it. They just need to get 2. Yep.
Yeah, an aim shot crit will pretty much kill...
Fucking aim shot.
3/4 of your life right there. And then, they need like an auto shot and maybe another auto shot and you're dead.
Yeah, it's like a blink of an eye and I'm dead. If I can't like get a jump on them.
Mm-hmm.
They
but
just
you know
shoot
what, at the same time, I will tell you right now, leveling a hunter is like the easiest thing in the fucking world.
Well, because you got a playmate.
I got my little pet. But
Right.
it seriously, I mean, my brother leveled up his hunter from 1 to 60 in like 4 days.
Damn, man.
And he was like, it was so easy. He was soloing orange elites with his hunter all the time.
Yeah, so you get your pet to do your work for you if you're smart, and then next thing you know, you're 60.
Yep. And I'll be discussing that in a future podcast. I'll be going over, actually, it's going to be a multi-part podcast again because you know what? I kind of like being multi-part. I don't know. I don't know why. I
What?
don't know. I think I'm going to devote like a single podcast to each class describing, the more, as I would call it, the noob-friendly podcasts for people who are new to the game and maybe want to learn about the classes.
Oh, good, good, good.
But of course, the big thing is I either have to actually level my paladin because he's sitting at sixth level now for about 4 weeks, or I have to get a paladin player to come in and talk, and I don't know. I don't feel like leveling him.
I think you should. It'd be better from your perspective.
It probably would, but you have to realize I have 16 characters.
So?
So
What's your point?
you're the one like get up to 60. We need druids, I've got my mage, I've got like what I call three main characters. I've got my 60 druid on my PvE server. I've got a 35 mage on a PvE server that my friend wanted me to join, and he's like, get to 60, we need mages. And I was like, yeah, I'll go with you on Boulder Fist, so I'll make another druid because I'm a masochist. My fourth druid.
Wait,
And if
what
you.
are the levels of your druids?
Oh, the other two are really low. I've got one on Mal'Ganis, which, I don't play on that PvP server much because I don't know anybody there. And that's the whole reason why I'm actually bothering to level on Boulder Fist, is like, I know you and then, your friends and stuff like that. So my horde druid on Mal'Ganis is like ninth level or something like that. I just never play her. It's like, yeah, whatever. And then on the same PvE server I have that mage on, I've got an 18 druid, and he's just basically a farming character. He's got skinning and herbalism. And it just got to the point where I went from one druid directly into another without playing another class at that point. And at 18th level, I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I don't want to go get that damn sea lion quest. And then have to figure out how to do it on the horde side, which is actually much easier. I didn't feel like being, all right, well, I'm a druid. Again, I know all the druid quests, and I know they're done now that I'm 18th level. And so I got another friend on with the 10-day trial because I had to try to get him addicted.
It only takes
And
one hit.
now, actually, for him, he's not a big fantasy player, but he said it was fun, but if they had a world of StarCraft, he'd be all over it because he's much more into the sci-fi aspect. And can you hear that alarm clock going off in the other room?
Nope.
Okay, good. Because I can, and it's annoying. But I decided, well, I'm already 18th level. If I want to like teach him how to quest, I can't be 18 levels above him when he's starting. So I made the mage, and I'm like, okay. And I started liking the mage, so I played her for a while, and I still like her. And then I decided I want to try a rogue. So on that same server, I made a troll rogue who I was also going to use just as like a farming character because she's got skinning and mining. And I don't know. I was just owning people in battlegrounds with her and with my mage. I was actually quite surprised that my mage was just owning people in battlegrounds. I think she had like in 4 or 5 days, I had like 500 kills.
Were you AOEing?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Instant arcane explosion for the win.
Yeah, you pick up a lot of Flipmax was telling me you pick up a lot from being a mage because of the AoE.
Mm-hmm. I have Frost Nova and then go right in. And it's actually funny because Tesseric on the World of Warcraft forums had mentioned something about like people complaining about mage survivability, and then hearing them say how they Frost Nova and then, you know, improved Arcane Explosion.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wonder why they die. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? When I did that, I expected to die. But goddamn, if I wasn't taking somebody with me.
Yeah, usually when you do that much damage, you got to get the hell out of there as fast as possible.
But it was just amazing. I was like, wow. And I would play defense. This was the funny part. I would just stay in the flag room. I wouldn't go out into midfield and try to do stuff. I'd stay in the flag room and just set my camera up so I could see down the hallway, the tunnel in Warsong Gulch.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I saw people coming up and they got to a certain point, I just pop out Frost Nova and just start going off. And it'd be me and this one hunter back there. And between the two of us, we destroyed the entire Alliance team like 6 times in a row in one game. One game I ended up with like 126 honor kills, and I think I had like 70 killing blows out of it.
God. I haven't done my mage in any battlegrounds yet. Only my druid.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not really a big fan of the battlegrounds. That's part of the other reason why I wanted to be on a PvP server, was, you know, to have more open world PvP. Of course, that doesn't really exist anymore anyway.
Oh, you know where it exists. Fishing tournaments and STV on Sundays.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's awesome. It's total gank fest because it's basically who brings the most posse will win the tournament.
Right. Whoever brings the most people to protect their fishermen.
Yes, exactly. We were like, Felix's character is a fisherman. He wanted to get that, I guess, that Arcanus, whatever, pole, rod, whatever, that you get when you win the tournament. And he was just like, man, last time I could have gotten it if I hadn't gotten ganked. And we're like, all right. So we went with like a crew of like 6 or 7 people, and like we just went down the coast and slaughtered every horde we saw. And then whenever we saw Alliance people, we would that were trying to fish out of the same fishing pool that he was, we would stand in front of their bauble and piss them off like no tomorrow.
Oh, so they couldn't see the bauble?
Exactly. Or they couldn't click on the bauble when it, like, yeah, you know, I guess when it triggered or whatever. They were just
learn
like,
to move the camera, noob.
They're like, move the fuck out of the way. They're just like, aha.
Learn to fish, noob.
But anyways, it was so fun because I was like, man, I miss World PvP. It was so awesome when we first started. There was no battlegrounds. And like, man, World PvP was all over the place. Now you just, people like, you know, you pass Horde by, they're like, okay, you're going to a raid. They're going to a raid. And like, no one ever ganks anybody anymore that much except for like really high 60s to really low like 30s in South Shore or something like that. But
or Astanor.
Yeah, but before you used to like, you would see huge like gigantic raids going on all over the place in the world that weren't specific to Battlegrounds. It was so
like
much
the
fun.
The Tarn Mill South Shore raids.
Oh, Torn Mill. Yes, Torn Mill. Badass. Good times.
Even after Battlegrounds, we ended up starting a raid there on my Alliance PvE server, and we must have sat there for about 4 hours just going back and forth. And it's just so much fun.
It was awesome.
And, you know, there's no, like, I was only in, like, my mid-40s, so I was getting killed left and right, you know. I'd res and, like, 560s would hit me right away. It's like,
yeah.
Thanks. You know, but at least on that server, I could wait till my PvP wore off so I could get back and fucking heal up and drink and then go back in. Can't do that on the PvP server. But I've only been ganked on the PvP server so far 4 times.
You're not 30 yet. Wait till you hit South Shore and STV. Then it gets real good. All right, I think we're good.
You back to recording?
Yep.
Okay. Now, since technology apparently hates the two of us, we had to stop there because for some reason my microphone decided to stop working.
Hates you.
Yeah, it does hate me. Why do you hate me so, technology?
Mac user.
Uh-huh. Enjoy your viruses.
I can still play WoW.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
I'll just turn off Explorer. Actually, you know what? There's a lot of people that do that. This is, people are going to hear this and they're going to be like, what the fuck are these two talking about? They're switching conversations left and right. But if I recall, the last thing we were talking about was hitting level 30 on a PvP server. Yeah.
Yep.
Ooh, that was
nice.
Sexy.
Nice
right
transition,
there.
Yeah.
That was sexy right there. That was so sexy. I just want to, like, look at porn or something. I don't know.
Oh, God.
I want,
get a
you
grip,
know what?
Man.
Look at my hot man on man porn, as you say.
Guy on guy.
Yeah. Straight sex between two. Straight anal butt sex between two men.
Hey, hey, back to WoW. So it has to be straight anal to anal from night elves to night elves.
To
Gotta keep
yeah,
it in perspective, dude.
God, to night elves to night elves. But, you know, I hate the quests in Stranglethorn Vale. I really do. I always did. Because Stranglethorn Vale is kind of like the Barrens. It's like the largest fucking place in the entire game. You just go from one end to the other, and it takes like 8 years to run it.
Yeah, but then you get to kill King Kong. It's so awesome.
I was thinking, you know, I can just go level in Desolus, and then I remembered, I hate the fucking quest in Desolus, too.
Dude, what do you like?
I didn't mind the stuff in
Thrall. Teldrassil?
Yeah, Teldrassil. The stuff I did in, like, an hour and a half when I rolled on that server. I think I was in Darkshore, like, 2 hours after I rolled on that server. Because I am elite level, man.
Yes, you are.
I mean, every time you see me, you're like, wow, 24. I'm like, what? I have like 3 days played. You don't expect me to be that high?
All right. So this Friday, level 60. All right. See you in MC.
Right. I don't know. Some of the quests are kind of all right in there, but it's just the fact that and I hate all of World of Warcraft's quests do this. And it really does piss me off where it's like, go from here, you know, to the other end of the fucking world, then come back, and then go back again, and then come back again, and you're like, oh my god, I just want to fucking kill somebody.
Yeah, good times. Ugh. Those kill quests are, you know, it's not...
Yeah, and it's even more wonderful when they never drop the fucking item you need for it.
That's,
you know,
that's...
like South Shore.
That's why you get to level 60 as fast as you can, so you never have to do another kill quest. Ever again.
You obviously haven't checked out the shit in Silithus lately, have you?
Oh, yeah, I never did a quest in Silithus. Sithilus, whatever.
The new rewards are such crap, they really are there.
Well, I mean, why would you need a quest there if you hit 60 already?
Because the big thing was... See... I know that, you know, apparently I don't know if you enjoy going to Molten Core and doing all them. Okay.
I did. The first 10 times.
Right, now it's more like a chore.
Right.
Okay. In my case, like, I never really liked, like, it's cool to kill the bosses the first time. You're like, woohoo, like, that was cool. And then it's like, how fast can we get them on farm status? And then it's like, great, now we're just going to constantly rerun them. And Silithus, when they first redid it back in like 1.7, 1.8, whichever one it was supposed to be the quote casual alternative to raiding. And I use quote for casual because casual is too broad of a term. Because there are hardcore players who literally will play 30, 40, 50 hours a week, but they don't want to raid. You know what I mean? So I consider non-raider as a better terminology because that encompasses the casuals and just, you know, the people who play more and then the people who are, you know, fucking addicted who just don't like to raid.
That's true, yeah.
Okay.
That's a good distinction.
Right. So it was supposed to be like the non-raider alternative to get better gear and stuff. And then it turned out, like, a week before they released the patch, they stealth removed that from the description of the area. After, you know, the CM, you know, the community managers had been saying it and everything. And it was because all of a sudden, to get the best rewards, you had to do 20 and 40 man raids on the outdoor bosses.
And everyone was like, which bosses are they? What are they called?
Yeah. Yeah, notice my coughing.
Cut back on the packs, man.
Yeah, I know. Let me light up another cigarette and we can talk about that.
He's not joking.
I'm not joking. Remember, kids, don't smoke. It's bad for you. You're going to die like I'm dying right now.
As he lights a cigarette up.
Fucking ain't right.
Oh, God.
But there are 5, I think, world bosses in Silithus.
5?
But the difference is, instead of them just spawning and then, you know, when someone kills them, they despawn for 3 to 5 days, like the dragons and like Lord Kazak and like Azurgus and everything. You summon them through quests.
Oh.
Okay. But they're not easy. There's one. Were you in Silithus for the opening of the gates?
I sure was.
And so, of course, we'll get into that in a minute, too. You know those giant Anubis-looking guys?
Yes.
Okay, he's one of them.
Oh.
He takes, like, a 40-man raid to down. And the most wonderful part about him is he has this AoE damage spell that also drains your mana. Let me tell you how shitty it was me trying to heal that fucking tank while my mana was being drained constantly. Alright? And then you do another quest line. That's one quest line. And I think killing him gets you the item that gets you the good reward.
What's a good reward?
I don't know.
Epic?
I never did the quest. I don't think so. Didn't do the quest. I'm one of those people that now that I'm 60, I don't want to do many quests because once they raise the level cap, I want some way to fucking get my level up. And I'm not going to waste my time. My quest log is practically full. And except for, like, you know, finishing the Onyxia Key and, you know, getting my stuff from the Zolgarub, Zandalar tribe, shit like that, I'm not going to be doing tons of quests because that's experience I'm just wasting at that point because I'm 60. I can't get any experience. It doesn't matter if the quest gives me 50,000 experience points. It doesn't do me any good. So right. I'm not going to do all these quests for stuff because that's just less quests that I'm going to have to do when they raise the level cap that's going to get me up to 61 and above. You see, me, I'm smart. But then the other one, the other quest line, you have to go kill the Dukes in Silithus. And they're like the guys around all the Twilight cultists and stuff. They're elites. And then when you get to a certain rep and you get a certain, I don't know, I think you have to have certain items, you can summon the Lords of Silithus. And there's 4 of them. There's a giant Hydra, a giant water elemental, a giant fire elemental, I think, and something else. And they are 40-man raids. And I've watched them wipe a 40-man raid in about 30 seconds. The raid I happen to have been in. Because suddenly the server decided to lag really bad. That was fun. And when it came back, we were all poisoned with like 3 health left. I love it when the servers do that.
If those bosses don't drop epic loot, what the hell do people want to raid it for?
That's the point.
Oh.
You know, that's what people were saying. So now that you've got the Silithus, the new Silithus quest, now that the gates are open, I'm looking at now the final quest line called the Champion's Battle Gear. You need to bring 20 Cenarian combat badges, 15 Cenarian logistics badges, 20 Cenarian tactical badges, and 1 Mark of Cenarius to get this. And you get to choose between just 3 rewards. There are only 3 rewards. Okay? They're not class specific. The first one is this Fist of Cenarius mace, a 2-handed 62.6 DPS mace. No stats. Increases damage and healing by spells and effects by 40, and improves your chance to get a critical strike with spells by 2%.
Wow.
Yeah, that's worth it for maybe Paladins, maybe Enhancement Shaman. That's about it. You know what I mean? Next is a ring called the Wrath of Cenarius. No stats. Equip gives a chance on when your harmful spells land to increase the damage of your spells and effects by 132 for 10 seconds. So you're giving up stats and maybe like a constant plus damage for a chance on hit proc to increase your damage.
Do you think
That's.
maybe they meant for Syphilis to be a place that you go to for the expansion to start questing?
I don't know. And then the last reward is a trinket called Earth Strike. Increases your melee and ranged attack power by 280 for 20 seconds. 2 minute cooldown. That's kind of useful, I would say, for hunters and rogues. But, you know, when you consider the other trinkets you can get, would you replace a trinket with that? No. These rewards are crap. Okay? And then you go and you look at the AQ20 rewards from Cenarion Hold. And I'm just looking at the druid ones here. There's two blue and a purple. Now, these are worth running AQ20 a billion times for. For the cloak, it's 9, 50 armor, 9 strength, 10 stamina, 10 intellect, and increases healing by up to 9. Not too bad. The ring is 7 strength, 9 stamina, 8 intellect, and restores 5 mana per 5 seconds. Not bad. But then listen to the mace. The Mace of Unending Life. One-handed, 41.5 DPS, 9 strength, 7 agility, 10 stamina, 11 intellect, increases damage and healing by up to 40, and 140 attack power in cat, bear, and dire bear forms only. Is that not insane?
Well, you have to work for it, though.
Yeah, well, that's the point that I'm trying to say is you have to work for this Fist of Cenarius too, and it's nowhere near as good. Matter of fact, you're going to take longer to get to the Fist of Cenarius than it's going to take for you to get to Exalted and get all the items from AQ20. You know, it's one of the things I see the people who are like really the hardcore raiders who are like, well, if you don't work for it, it's like, dude, you're looking at 400, 500 hours worth of grinding crap here to get what? A piece of shit that's just got a color purple name? What's the point?
I don't know. I don't know why. Well, I know that they're trying to fix the whole casual, non-raider versus the raider sort of divide. And, maybe this was like their first attempt at it, and maybe they didn't want to go full on at it because they didn't want to see a complete dissolution of the raids or raiding guilds.
Well,
Because
of course they don't because of who is the lead designer right
See, I guess I don't follow that stuff.
now. Well, his name's Jeffrey Kaplan, and he was the leader or one of the leaders of this guild on EverQuest called the Legacy of Steel, which was one of the largest raiding guilds ever to be seen in EverQuest. And if you know anything about EverQuest, you know it was nothing but raids constantly.
I never got into Evercrack.
Well, once you hit a certain point, it's like there was no character advancement without raiding. And World of Warcraft, when it was first advertised to people, was not, it was advertised as like the anti-EverQuest, where all, like, and even Kaplan, when he was associate designer, he wasn't lead designer. He had a quote where he said, you know, the power gamers, as he called them, wouldn't have weapons and armor that would be superiorly overpowering to the people who didn't do it, but you know theirs would look cooler, and you know like maybe their sword would burst into flames when they did stuff. Okay, but that was because the lead designer at the time didn't want a huge gear imbalance. Look at it now that he is the lead designer, and you know you're seeing tier 2 epic warriors two-shotting other warriors who aren't in that type of stuff. I mean, in Dire Bear, I've got like 6,800 armor in Dire Bear form. I got two-shotted by some Blackwing Lair warrior with that two-handed sword that drops off an Nefarian. 6,800 armor, like 5,000 hit points, and I'm two-shotted. And that's actually why the argument has popped up so much, is because people are tired of, you know, doing battlegrounds for, you know, even just for fun. I'm not talking about the people who literally sit in there 24 hours a day with like three or four people playing their character in shifts, because that's just dumb, and that's because the honor system is fucked. But, you know, I mean, these people are like, we go in, and if we see this one guild, we know we're all just dead because our gear cannot handle it. You know, there have been videos of one person, one warrior, without a healer, killing five people that were trying to kill him. That's just a little bit insane, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely an imbalance. You know, it's obvious across the board. No one's ever going to, refute that. I think it's just a matter of time for them to, you know, and how can they ignore, you know, a huge mass of people who, you know, have complained about this issue and have, you know, brought this issue up to them. And I think it's just a matter of time before we see a little bit more balance, because they want to make it fair. You know, they want to make sure that people who sit there and do the hours and spend their whole, you know, damn lives having the second job, which is raiding, and, you know, getting gear, and then, you know, they don't want that to equal, you know, say someone who plays 4 or 5 hours a day. You know, they don't know how to balance that yet. You know, like, they don't know how to do that, I don't think. Or maybe they're working on it, I don't know. But I just think that right now you can't really say, you know, I mean, what would be fair? What would be fair to say, what could you do as a casual player or a non-raider that would equal, you know, say, a drop-off in a Farian?
You see, and that's the argument that gets brought up.
Yeah, I mean, right? But what is the solution?
Well, the solution is give them long-ass quests, give them, you know, but other instances to run.
You would see pretty much the raiding go dead. I mean, people are just going to be like...
That's the other argument, is nobody would raid if...
I wouldn't.
Exactly, okay? Nobody would raid if you could get the same or competitive gear in a different way. And... when you hear, you know, and you look on the forums, and people will say this constantly. Constantly, they're like, no one would raid if they did this. Which goes to say, maybe there's something wrong with the raid game in World of Warcraft then. Because it's not fun. It's fun the first time you kill a boss, because you're like, yeah, we did it. We took this bastard down. And then after that, it's just a grind. It's just, let's go farm it and try to get my gear.
Right.
And it's not fun. Running Molten Core 87 billion times to get that final piece you need is no more fun than running Strathholm 87 billion times, hoping for the damn Baron to drop your pants.
Yeah, but only it's more painful because you've run this raid a million times, and you say you didn't run, you ran out of DKP, and then you see a recruit come in and grab your stuff. That's really painful.
Yeah, but you see, if your stuff's not dropping, you're not running out of DKP.
Well, say if you looted other stuff and you've been waiting on something else. I mean, that's a whole, like.
But that, and that you could, get the you same problem hours about in that. The, you get the same problem in the pickup group instances. You know. Like I had said in my first episode.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Rolls. Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, rolls. I ran Strathholm. I think I'm up to like 75 Baron kills. I've still never seen my Wildheart kill drop.
I got mine on the first try.
Yeah, and I hear people like that. You know? This one dude that we went in. First time we took him through LBRS. What happens? The boots drop. I already had him. Fine, he gets them. Then we kill the wolf. The Spalders drop. Well, it's his very first run of any of these endgame casual instances, we'll call them, or whatever, the dungeons, the not quite endgame, because nothing is really level 60 and nothing that you equip requires level 60. And the raid leader forgot to put it on Master Looter.
Nice.
So he rolls, and he beats me. And it's like, dude, you already won a set piece. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah. I know that Ziricia, the girl that I brought into to Jay, the first time she had her Wildheart chest drop, she had like a 54th level druid in there, and she had to pay this druid to not roll because it was the last piece she needed. And this 54 druid was like, but I can use that too. And it's like, well, actually, technically, you can't because you need to be level 57 to use it. But, you know, it's like, I don't bother running those anymore. The only reason I would run them is when I want money and go 5-man Strathholm, because you can make like 5 or 6 gold just from the money drops in there. And then if you've got empty bags, you just pick up every gray item in there. There's another 10 gold right there. You know, plus you're getting Argent Dawn reps, so whatever. You know, got to go for that shoulder enchant.
Yeah, well, it's kind of interesting because, like, I know that when we were when the core of five of us were going through and hit trying to hit level 60, we hated running with 15-man and 10-man groups, and so we would do whatever we could to try and figure out how to 5-man something, just because we hated raiding with other people we didn't know, people who were jerks, people who were assholes, and it's just kind of funny because now, like. Now we're starting this.
Now your life revolves around raiding
Now,
with
yeah,
people you
now,
don't like and people who
exactly.
are assholes.
Yeah, exactly. So, I
See?
mean, it's crazy. I mean,
It's one, and it's one of those weird things. Like, you'll hear people that will say, "Okay, now tell me this is like the most untrue thing you've ever heard. You can pick up Group Zolgarub." Up.
yeah, and then claw your eyes out.
Right. Okay. My very first Zolgarub run, like the day it opened, was a pickup group. The first pair of axe throwers wiped us 4 times because people thought you could just do what you do in UBRS, which is tank and Zerg. Okay? And ironically, that's what you can do in the big 40-man raid for Molten Core, tank and Zerg. Okay? Yet I do have to say that ever since Kaplan took over, the raids that have come out after Molten Core, as far as the instances, have been more fun to do. Like Blackwing Lair, like just Razor Gore is like the most insane thing you'll ever see in your life.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's amazing.
Okay? And it requires teamwork and coordination. And, you know, it's not just, okay, let the tank get his 5 sunders. Okay, everyone go
Exactly,
hit the core hound and his
exactly.
asshole. And we're done. You know, loot it so we can skin it. Let's go.
Yeah, it's the best choreographed fight I've ever seen in the
Oh, and
game.
you said you haven't been in AQ20.
Nope.
The first boss, oh my God, it's like doing Razor Gore to a degree. Except what you got to do is, you know how with Marley you have to switch off the aggro between tanks in Zolgarub, the spider boss?
Yes.
Okay. You have to switch off aggro on this first boss. Because what he does is he has a debuff that he puts on to the tank that can stack up to 10 times.
What does it do?
And each time it's put on, it's 10% less healing that affects the tank.
Oh.
Okay? But not only do you have this happening, these sand bubbles start popping up all around him. And if you're too close to it, it does 2,000 points of damage to whoever's nearby. It's an area of effect. And
2,000? Oh my God.
yeah. Well, 2,000 to cloth wearers, it does about 1,700 to leather wearers. I would know because I'm a leather wearer. And it silences you for 15 seconds. Let me tell you how much of a pain in the ass it is to have a macro that says, I'm silenced so that other healers are healing the tank. And it's always because I'm in the middle of casting and one of those sand bubbles pops up underneath me and I can't get away before it explodes.
Sand bubbles.
Yeah, I don't know what you want to call it. But it's a very technical fight like that. Like you've got to have a tank able to pull the aggro off of the other tank so that the other tank can walk back, because bandages aren't affected by this debuff, but all spells are. So the other tank can go back and bandage real quick, and then when the new tank gets 3 to 5 of these debuffs, switch back to the other tank. Which, let me tell you, we had a pretty big repair bill. And that this boss has a huge aggro radius. Absolutely huge. And I wasn't there last night when they downed him, but
when our first attempt on him the night before, we got him down to 5%, which was pretty good, I thought. Especially because, like, you know, we were trying to learn the encounter. And how many times have you gotten the boss down to 5% on your first try?
Actually.
Well, all right, not counting Lucifron. You know, the epic vending machine. But, you know, you see, like, those, they're fun, okay? It's neat to do it. But I'm sure by the fifth or sixth time I've killed him, I'm just going to be like, can we just fucking kill him, and let's get the stuff off him, and let's go.
Well, you know what I mean? Isn't every fight kind of like that to a degree? I mean, throughout your entire leveling experience? Like,
it is, but at least throughout your leveling experience, you go, okay, well, now that I'm done with Scarlet Monastery, I can go to Mardot.
Oh, well, I mean, then...
You know what I mean? Like, you get to go to a new place. And you can quest and not have to do those instances the entire time if you don't want to. Although, you're gimping yourself because the best gear drops in the instances while you're leveling. But, you know. But there are other things, like Scarlet Monastery. I love Scarlet Monastery. As soon as I hit, like, 34th level, I ran that until I was, like... until it stopped giving me experience points. Because I thought it was, like, the most fun instance I had ever been in. And I don't know if other people agree, but I was like, wow, this is great. Plus, I had not played for, like, a week when I first went in, so I got, like, 30,000 experience points my first, you know, in the library wing alone. I was like, yeah, let's go again!
God.
Because, you know, I had, like, a full level and a half of rested XP.
So maybe if it was an instance that you think was more engaging, people would, you know, would enjoy raiding it more over and over again. I mean, I don't know.
You know what the big problem that a lot of people have that the non-raiders do, and I have this problem too, is I don't want to schedule my fucking life around the game.
Yeah, you have to do that. Yeah, you do. And, you have to do that.
And it's like, I don't want to do that. You know, I don't want to have to sit there and say, from 6 o'clock to 11 o'clock, I will be in Molten Core. From, you know, the next day, from 6 o'clock to 11 o'clock, I will be in Blackwing Lair. You know?
Yeah.
That sort of stuff. Like, I don't want to have to schedule my life around a game that I'm playing for fun. But we went from being, you know, having the happy-go-lucky fun stuff to being, like, all serious. That's how much we rock. Because we can have these types of discussions, you know. But, and that's one of the big complaints from the non-raiders. And the other one that people really do is, like, look, I don't feel like dealing with 39 jackasses. And you've been on Ventrilo and or TeamSpeak. And you know how annoying it is when that 15 or 16-year-old kid is trying to tell everybody what to do. You know what I mean? Like, the kid who literally has no life at all, and you're like, dude, shut up. Or the people smoking pot and drinking while they're doing everything, or fighting with their boyfriend or girlfriend, or, you know, whatever, and you're like, dude, put your mic on, push to fucking speak.
I haven't had problems with young people. Mm-hmm. More or less problems with people who are just seriously can't stop talking.
And or control freaks?
Well, suggestion freaks, I guess you could call them.
Yeah. Let's do this.
But, yeah, I mean, raiding, though, is... I don't know. It's a love-hate situation for me right now. You know,
you
at the same
the
time...
Gear, it, but you hate having to deal with all the bullshit you have to do together.
I do, but I also love, like, you know, trying to figure out strategies and working with, you know, a huge coordination, you know, coordinating with all these people and getting something down. But at the same time, like, you know, one, I'm not really good with people, and, you know, I don't interact very well with the group people, and then, you know, people just annoy me, and then I end up having to mute them on Ventrilo, and then there's a whole shitload of guild drama that goes on that, you know, I can't even begin to start talking about. And so, but at the same time, you know, I like this new... Because, I mean, what else is there for me to do except for maybe go and quest and grind and farm? And I like doing that
and
stuff,
cyber.
Too. And cyber.
As you said on your Warcast guest appearance.
What? Don't act like y'all guys don't know what I'm talking about. Anyways.
Don't act like you didn't do it, girlfriend. I wonder if the snaps got picked up there.
I heard it. So, I mean, like, you know, I wouldn't mind leveling a couple more, you know, tunes up. I mean, I have a lot of fun leveling. Some people don't.
A lot of people have a lot of fun leveling.
But some people are sick of it. Some people are like, I am done. I've done these fucking quests a million times. I don't want to do them anymore. I want to do something different. And the only thing different they can do right now is raid.
Mm-hmm. That's actually something that a lot of people have said, though, is like, you get the people that are like, look, the 1 to 59 game is just a lot of fun. Like, the first time you go through it.
Right.
You know? Then you get to 60, and, you know, and I think this was Blizzard's problem, is they jump right from these pickup group raids, because, you know, you have to raid Blackrock Spire, at least upper. It is tuned for 10 people.
Right.
You can take 15. But, you know, and then it suddenly, you go from that to, before Zul'Garub, the 40-man raid with a, at the time, 5-day lockout timer.
You know? Right.
It was like there was no transition period at all. And I think if they really wanted to get the raid game going and actually make it in a way that people would move into it easier, probably at level 40, stop with 5-man instances and go to 10-man.
Boo!
Just listen.
I'm fine.
At level 50, you start going to 15-man. And then before the 40-man raids, there's 20-man raids that have lockout timers. And this way people got used to how the progression would go. Instead of, well, I can 5-man everything up until 60, and now I got to go with 39 other people. You know, and a lot of people don't like that. A lot of people are in smaller guilds. Like my guild on my main server is a smaller guild. And we generally like each other. And we don't want to leave that guild just to go raid. And I'm sure you guys had that problem with Jay.
Yep, we did.
You know, it was like, what are we going to do? We can either leave the guild that we started and that we've put all the time into and go get our fat loots, or we can keep running Stratholme and Scholomance and Blackrock Spire and Dire Maul until our eyes bleed. That's the position that a lot of people see themselves in. You know, people are asking for new 5 and 10 man dungeons, and it came to a head the other day again. I read the forums. I'm a masochist. I like reading these things. somebody asked Cadium, the one community manager, can you tell us the name of the next 5-man dungeon? And Cadium said there may or may not be a 5-man dungeon being planned before the expansion, which basically equates to we don't have another dungeon for smaller content planned before the expansion. You'll get your 5-mans and your 10-mans in the expansion, and you'll like it. You know, and a lot of people they're going off. They're like, this isn't the type of answer that you should be giving. Especially because she also in the same post said, you know, like it took them a year to design Dire Maul. After they had, in the beta, put out Scarlet Monastery, and people gave such rave reviews about the whole wing dungeon thing. It was like a year, or not quite a year. It was 11 months later that they released Dire Maul. So, but yet they can tell us at the same time the name of the next 40-man instance with Naxxramas.
Right.
So it's like, obviously you're far enough along in Naxxramas, but you don't even have a name. So a lot of people are like, what, did you just start designing one today? It's going to be another year before it comes out? And it becomes a real big, weird thing on the forums, because you get each side trying to say that they're the majority. And I always laugh when the people who are like hardcore into raiding and just want raid content are like, we are the majority. And it's like, look at what Blizzard's own numbers at BlizzCon showed. You were less than 20% of the subscribers. How are you a fucking majority?
How do they know who are raiders and who aren't?
What do you mean? Like, how can Blizzard tell?
Uh-huh.
Well, you get your raid ID. And they also recorded how many instances were open every day for, like, a month. And they showed that, like, 500 Molten Core instances were run a day. And, like, I think it was, like, 400 Onyxia, 300 Blackwing Lair at the time, and, like, 250 Zul'Garub instances every day. And it's like, okay, when you did the math, it's like, you're right, it's they start to look like a majority until you realize how many of those people are clearing each of those instances in one day. You cannot assume that each instance that opens up isn't people from the day before. So automatically your numbers are cut down right away. There are a lot of people, even in the guilds that have like Molten Core on farm status, and you know, because there are some of the more, they call themselves like casual raiding guilds,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, they'll do Lucy to Domo the first day. Or I don't remember the fucking bosses. Like, they'll do, like, the first... There's, what, 9 or 10 bosses in Molten
Ten.
Core? 10. So they'll do the first 5 the first day. And I think that's up to Domo, isn't it?
No. Or is Domo's the 9th.
No, Domo's 9th, that's right. So it'll be Lucy, Magmadar, I forget, whatever. But they'll do, like, the first 4 or 5 the first day. Then the second day they go back in, and they clear up to Domo. And then the last day they do Rag.
But aren't you saved to an instance? Can't they tell, like, how many people
right,
are saved?
Right, that's what the raid ID is. Mm. But they didn't release the number of raiders. What they released was the number of instances run.
Oh.
Because I really think they knew that if they showed the number of raid IDs and unique accounts tied to that raid ID, they'd be shooting themselves in the foot. Because they'd be showing, like, just right up front, hi, look, we're developing the content for... the minority of players. Thanks. Bye. You know what I mean? Which would have... I honestly think, you know, the 5.5 million people that are out there now, you'd maybe be back down to EverQuest numbers. You'd be back down to 500,000 subscribers because people would have been like, fuck you, I'm leaving.
But you gotta, like, do something to keep the masses, like, occupied or something. You know,
right,
like...
And that's what the rep grinds are for. Ooh. Those are worth it.
Well, in my case, enchanting, it is worth it.
Right, it's only worth it for a few professions.
Mm-hmm.
Enchanting is one, because you get the plus 22 intellect enchant from the Thorium Brotherhood. You get the plus 15 agility enchant from the Timbermaw Furbogs. You get the brilliant mana oil from the Zandalar tribe, which is, I love that stuff. I really do. Your healers would love that. If you don't have that, go run Zul'Garub a lot and get your rep up. Because that's like 12 mana every 5 seconds and increases healing by up to 25. You know, like, your tank should be like, every healer, put this on your weapon now. You know what I mean? Because it's more health going back to them. But, you know, leatherworking, you know, my main's profession, there's nothing from the Timbermaws. There's nothing from the Thorium Brotherhood. You know, their Zandalar tribe has some cool stuff, but that's it. I have to check Cenarion holds, but, you know...
Armor's not going to have anything.
Right. Like, although the armor that you can make with leatherworking from the Zandalar tribe is actually pretty cool, because there's, you know, rogue and feral druid armor, which is all the primal bat skin stuff. And then there's the primal tiger stuff, which is neat in the fact that it balances out the stats you need as a druid. Each piece, it's only 2 pieces, but each piece gives you plus strength, plus stamina, and plus intellect. So it's like an all-around balanced set. A healing druid could use it. You know, a resto druid could use it. A balanced druid could use it, because I think the as long as they have a 300 leather working, they get the set bonuses, and it's like plus 2% crit on Starfire and shit like that. And then a feral druid can use it because, you know, each piece is like 32 attack power. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like 16, 17 stamina. Hello, bear tank. You know? And that's the sort of stuff where it's like, okay, that's actually worth it. But I'm going to read you something. I want to hear what you have to say about this. Oh, this is actually funny. I found Teagle, as he's called on the forums, his old thing, and you listen to him. And I saved this for this one part, the first sentence. Fix your goddamn buggy bullshit half-assed encounters. And I just thought about it because I saw this after 1.9 came out, and I'm thinking to myself, fix your professions that aren't working. Fix your damn instances that are crashing people's clients. You know what I mean? Like, don't even be saying shit like this. Don't even go there, girlfriend. Oh, God. You know? But he actually put something when he took the job at Blizzard. And I want to read this to you. Because I want you to hear this. Okay. This week I accepted a position at the Associate Gamer. Right. You've all read my opinions on such things as tedious key cams, which was an EverQuest thing. Because there was no instance content in EverQuest. That was a lot of people's other big problem. It's like you literally were fighting with everybody else to get the content. If some rare mob spawned, like the entire server was there. Kind of like how Lord Kazak and Zeragos were for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like with like the one Uber guild camping them. And nobody else could kill them.
Right.
Obvious time sinks devoid of any story or linear narrative. Hello, rep grinds. Quests which reward the lucky over the skilled. Hello, breastplate of climatic flight. You know, all those things where you need to go run UBRS 80 billion times in order to hope for either, depending if you're cloth and leather wearers have to pray for the pristine hide of the beast to drop, which has under a 3% chance to drop, and you have to be able to skin the beast to begin with, which requires a drop from the beast. And then you have to worry about winning it because everybody and their grandmother wants it because you can sell it for 1,000-plus gold on every server. So there's luck. And then if you're a male and plate wearer, you need to get the brilliant chromatic scale, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Or, no, the chromatic carapace.
Whoa, carapace.
Which it drops off of the dragon that Rend rides.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But also a less than 3% chance to drop. So are you being rewarded for your skill in being able to kill these things, or are you being lucky to get these things? You see what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know. It's both. It's always been both in this game, though. I mean, your skill level will depend on how fast you can roll through an instance. Your skill level will depend on, you know, but at the same time,
but these quests still require these items that have under a 3% chance to drop. And you're not going to be the only person that's going to want it on that run. That's all luck. Luck that it drops and luck that you win it. Or go out and farm 1,000 gold and go buy it off the auction house. But that's what I'm trying to point out here is like the quest is rewarding the lucky. It's not rewarding people who put in the skill to kill the thing. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Okay. And, you know, and his thing and quest rewards, which are out of sync with the amount of time and effort required to complete them. Hello, Fist of Cenarius. You're looking at like 500-600 hours of mindlessly killing crap for a piece of shit mace or a piece of shit ring or a piece of shit trinket. I just find it ironic that, you know, he's talking about how all these things have to change, and he's like, I hope that my association with World of Warcraft will serve to comfort the massively multiplayer online role-playing game fans that, quote, one of us, end quote, is on the other side of the fence looking out for the interests of the player.
Well, one person going in there, you know, you have,
one,
you know, you
have, now the lead designer.
Well, you have ideals about what you're what you want to do, and but when it comes down to actual execution, it's a lot different. It's like everybody who ever, you know, like who looks on the outside and sees something wrong, says I'm going to go on the inside and change it, and then they get caught up and they whatever dynamics that are going on within, you know, the development team or, you know, the community or whatever position, you know, it's not as easy as it sounds. Certainly not as easy as simply just saying it.
No, it's not as easy as saying it, but you have to admit, when he's in the now position of power to change it, he's not doing it. He's not even attempting to change it. You see what I'm saying?
But isn't he... I mean, they're not going to... They're not going to say that they're not...
He is the lead designer. If you don't know how the gaming industry works, the lead designer is basically the guy who has to sign off on every single thing that goes into the game. Every single thing, he has to say, yes, it goes in. He can veto anything that comes out. He can say, this is not going in. He can say, this is going on. He can say to his team, I want this in the game, and they have to go make it. He's the guy with the power to change it, and he's not changing it, even though he's, quote, one of us. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just don't know anything about that stuff, man. Like,
yeah. Well, I work in the game industry, and so do a bunch of my friends, so...
I mean, I know how software works. I know how software development works.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't... But I also know that, you know, when you're talking about things like that, I mean, there's so many more factors than just, like, somebody's ideals and somebody's ideas. You know, it's all, you know, economics drive it, you know, company policies drive it, you know,
well,
shareholders drive it.
If you're going to say economics drives it, their own numbers, when you started really tearing apart the whole fact that people were running multiple instances a week and everything else like this, minority of players aren't paying the majority of the cost.
Do you know
you've
that...
You've got the majority paying for the minority to get their content.
Do you know how many level... how many, what the ratio of level 60 players are to non-level 60 players?
I don't know the exact ratio, but I can tell you every time I run my census program on any of the five servers I play on, at least 48% of all characters on that server and on that faction at the time that I run the census are level 60.
Wow, times have changed.
Mm-hmm. The game's been out for a year, okay? And, like, one of the things that people can say is, well, one of the reasons that there's so many, quote, casuals at level 60 is because the game's too easy. And you know what? It is an easy game. When you compare this to what I had to do in Ultima Online, forget it. Like, Ultima Online was, you know, a night and day. I hit, like, level 20 in, like, a month in Ultima Online. You know, I hit level 20 in 3 days on World of Warcraft.
Yeah. Yeah, Final Fantasy was the same way.
Well, that's because Final Fantasy requires you to group up to get experience because their job class system is so screwed up that, like, there's one class that can go out and get experience points by itself. Or one class combination. I think it's like a white mage and something. You know, so they can heal themselves, but they also do damage or something. But that's just the way Final Fantasy XI was done. It's like, I heard about that, and it's like, you'll literally spend 3 hours looking for a group just so you can go get experience.
Yeah, yeah. It was a tedious, tedious game. I spent hours and hours just trying to level to 20.
Right, you know, and it's like, that's no fun. It really isn't. World of Warcraft is fun, but at the same time, you can say, yes, they made it a little bit too easy. Because maybe they should have increased how much experience you needed.
Well, I think it was a game that was supposed to... It was a game for people who didn't want to have to spend, you know, months and months and months, exactly, to getting to level 60. I mean, they didn't... They wanted to see gratification within hours, and mm-hmm. You got that with this game.
Right. Like, they literally, in, like, one of their first interviews, the lead designer at the time had said, you know, this is a game where you can log in for a half hour and feel like you accomplished something. And
right.
You can. You really can.
Yep.
Especially with the rest XP. which honestly, as far as like any massively multiplayer game, that's probably one of the best inventions they put in. Because it actually rewards you for not playing. And in their minds, that's better because you're not eating up their bandwidth, but you're still paying them per month. But you can say it's a little too easy. Okay, we can say that. Now, supposedly they're changing that with the expansion. Somebody had said that the possibility was there that it could take you as long as it took you to get to 60 on your first character to get to level 70. Right. Now, not a lot of people are going to go for that. Because most people's first characters did not level to 60 in 10 days.
No. No, okay. They did not.
All right. Granted, mine did, but, you know, that...
Whatever!
I was on disability. What the hell else was I going to do? You know what I mean?
Oh, fine.
I had nothing else to do but play World of Warcraft. Hello.
Damn you non-workers.
That's right. Disability for the lose.
For the win.
No, for the lose, trust me. You know, but most people... I'd say the actual, quote, casuals, the true casuals, the ones that maybe get a half hour a day to play, I don't think many of them are probably past level 40.
No.
Because even with all the rest...
And they're still satisfied, I think.
Exactly, because they're still progressing. Okay? This is why I don't like it when the argument comes down to the quote, casual and the hardcore. It's not that. It's actually hardcore versus hardcore. It's just hardcore raiders versus hardcore non-raiders. These are the hardcore non-raiders are the people who will get to 60 in 10 days or less. But they don't want to or can't deal with the raids.
Yeah, I like that comparison better. It's more accurate.
You know, that's you know, and you see the stuff like the casual, you casuals. It's like, dude, the true casuals are probably level 30 and 40. They don't care. They're not at the end game. Those are the true casuals. Those are the casuals when they said you can log in for a half hour and feel like you accomplished something. Because that's exactly what they're doing. Logging in for a half hour, once or twice a week, maybe dinging a level. And, ooh, look, we got to put ding into the podcast. Notice how I just try to break the tension here. You know, and they feel like they accomplished something. You know, look at my new druid. 3 days, I'm up to 26 level, and how much of that time have I wasted fishing and gathering herbs and cooking?
Well, yeah, but how? Like what?
12
what,
or 13 hours which, of it.
How many characters have you leveled, though? You know what I mean? Like it, the first time you do it, it's going to take the longest. The second time you do it, it's like cut time in half, and then the next time even less, and even
right,
less.
Right, because the more you learn the quests, the more you learn exactly what you have to do, the more you learn how to avoid mobs. You know, you're like, okay, I'm this level, that mob is that level, here's my aggro radius, you know, and just go around them.
Yep.
I do that all the time in Ashenvale, running around on the new war, because my original character's name is also the same, because I like the name. People, you got a problem with that? But like I'm running around Ashenvale, you know, and not only am I dodging Horde, but I'm dodging mobs that I know I don't have to kill to go turn in this quest, and because I know grinding is not the way to level. You know what I mean? Grinding is the slowest way to level ever.
Unless you're power level grinding.
Even then.
No, no, buddy. Power level grinding is like... I'm not
well,
even going to go into it.
As long as the level 60 isn't in the party with you.
Right.
Then that's fast. If they are in the party with you, like, you know, when you guys ran me through the dead mines.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I got
instances are
experience
different.
Experience points per kill. It's like, woohoo! You know?
Yeah, instances are different.
Mm-hmm. And that was 4 XP because I was rested, by the way.
Yeah, grinding, AoE, or not AoE, power level grinding, you got to do that with like a group of mobs that you can tag, and usually it takes a person about 10 levels higher than you, where the mobs are still green to them, and that then it works better that way. But
that
I mean,
only starts to work, though, when you hit about level 30.
Correct, yeah. hits about level 30.
The really low level people, like, it's
well, you shouldn't levels. Be. Yeah, you shouldn't yeah. need to be power leveled.
No, you shouldn't. Right? It's like, look, it. All right, yeah. Did I die in Teldrassil when I was playing?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Did I die on my hunter in Teldrassil? No. Did I die on my rogue in Teldrassil? No. Did I die on the new war in Teldrassil? No. Did I die, you know, every night off I've ever made, did I ever die in Teldrassil after my first character? No. Because I knew what to do. You know, the only time I would die is if, like, something respawned while I was killing something. And that was, like, you know, I think that was my rogue once. Because I didn't realize somebody else had killed something right there. And, oh, look, I'm getting hit with spells. Dead. You know. But my mage, I ran through all of Elwynn. I didn't die once.
And yeah, so I mean, you get better every single time you do it, and you get mm-hmm. more efficient, and you power, you know, you get up to there in levels. But the first time you do it, you know, it takes a pretty long time for most people. And I know it took us like 3 months, and you know, so then you make your way up, and then yeah, then you're kind of at that threshold where you're like, well, what do I do now? Either I'm going to end game raid, I'm going to go as far as I can with my class sets, and then stop or find other things to do. Like, you know, farm or yeah. get, you know.
Like, get
you know.
My epic mount. Yay! That's whatever. You know, ooh, I'll turn in runecloth so I can get my dwarven mount or get my night elf mount when I'm a human. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not even worth it. Like, the only thing that I even care about is faction with my own home city and just getting up to honored with all the others so that I just get the...
You're just jealous of my ram, dude.
yeah, you're right. I'm so jealous of your just like you're jealous of my elite fishing skills.
Yeah, real jealous. You
know, exactly. It's the same thing. I've never cared about cross-faction mounts.
Oh, see, I love all the like little material things in the game that they offer. I mean, you know, they dangle something like a little shiny in front of me, and I'm just like, ooh, you know, like.
give me. You know.
Yeah, I'll spend hours doing stuff like that, and that has kept me entertained. And they have, like, for me, maybe for you it's a little bit harder, like, you know, but for me a couple of things in the game that do keep me very interested, and yeah, rep farming for me is not bad, gold farming for me is not bad either, and, you know, raiding has been the only thing where I've been like, I don't know how much longer I can handle it, you know, like. before yeah, I'll tear my hair out.
Exactly, you're honestly like, I don't know how much longer I can deal with the raid itself, like the instance itself, you know, Molten Boar. people literally AFK follow through that place once they know it.
Yeah.
All right, we're at the boss. Okay, spam this key. Done. Yeah. Okay, next boss. You know.
Yeah. If it weren't for the fact that like my friends and my family play, you know, do the raids, and we started up that guild, I probably would have quit by now, like, but now, you know, it's kind of like our own thing, and we're trying to get a group together, so it's a new challenge, you know, whatever, but mm-hmm. at the same time, it's still the same old, like, guild drama, farming, raiding, trying to get, you know, people to do their thing for each boss, blah, 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 but...
But then it's like, oh shit, times.
You know, I gotta be home by like 7 o'clock, you know, I gotta get, you know, I gotta be there on time.
You gotta schedule your life yep. around a game. And,
weekends and honestly, are gone.
There's no scheduling of your life around a video game.
Sure there is. There should be nothing but playing a video game.
No, but there should be no scheduling the rest of your life. You know, if you want to go out with, you know, your significant other and get laid, you should be able to do that rather than, well, honey, I can't bang you tonight. I got to go raid Molten Core. You know, like, that's a surefire way to get broken up with.
You can get laid while you're buffing up.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, in Molten Core, you can probably get laid while you're running it, too, if you know, as long as the rest of the people have done it. I actually know a girl who broke up with her boyfriend because he would rather play to PlayStation 2 than have sex.
Wow.
Yeah. And this girl liked to take it up the butt, too. And I was like, dude, your boyfriend was a moron. Let's go. You know, like
World of Warcraft greater than or less than up the butt.
World of Warcraft greater than or less than anal sex. Do we get the money shot?
You know, like
that might be like somebody's thought. Like, do I get to do that? Yeah. Which, in all honesty, look, I don't care how fun a game is, I'm gonna get laid over playing a game. I'm sorry. The loot doesn't appeal to me as much as going for 30 seconds and then passing out. You know? Like, that's the sort of shit that I don't get. And, you know, when you literally hear it, and even the people that I've raided with, I've discovered it's like they're all... Most of the people who are really like that and who are, like, serious about scheduling your time around the raid, it's like, oh, my God, they're all college kids with nothing else to do. And, you know, when I was in college, it was like, dude, fuck. Like, I'll play my video games, but no, I'm chasing after the girls, too. You know what I mean? I'm going out to the nightclubs.
Yeah, the first picture I ever got from you was you with inside with some girls' legs rubbed, whatever.
Oh, Chrissy and all them, yeah. Those are my convention gals. It's a funny story I should tell you about her one time.
Yeah.
No. It's we never actually. I actually hooked up with the girl on the far left, but
okay.
The redhead.
This is a World of Warcraft related.
Well, actually, it was at a sci-fi anime role playing convention.
And it World didn't of Warcraft place, was being... take place in WoW. It doesn't count, dude.
Well, whatever. I haven't seen her in like 4 years now, so it doesn't matter. But anyway.
Yeah, ha ha ha. Ha ha.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. You know what? Lick me, right?
Was she a night elf? That's all we want to know, man.
She's 6'4".
She was a night elf.
We met another girl there who was 6'6".
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I like him tall. Because I'm 6'2". I don't like looking down at somebody because then I just end up looking down their shirt. But anyway.
Guess you're never going to play a gnome.
No, I have a gnome. I have a gnome, actually. Which is actually one of the reasons why I don't use my character names. You know, like how the guys on Cast and everything else like that do. Where they're all their character names. And it's like, and even you, you don't, you know, you're not using your real name when you do it. But then again, you're using a name that sounds cool. And my character names, 95% of my characters are female because the male models for all the characters are such bullcrap that I don't feel like dealing with them. Like, I will never make a male night elf. I will never make a female dwarf, however, because my dwarves need to have beards. So if I was to go out and use my character name for who I am, I'm going to sound like a complete and utter fag. You know, because I'll be using a girl's name as my character.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that word, by the way.
What?
I ban it. The F word.
What F word?
The F word you just used, noob.
The one that means cigarette in Britain?
Yes, that one.
Speaking of, I'm going to light up a fag.
That's a... it's offensive to me.
Offensive to you.
That's right.
You should have. Never mind. I'll tell you when we're off the air.
Well, boy, you got a lot of editing to do.
Yeah. Well, whatever. You know what my editing's going to be? I'm going to put the music behind it and throw it out.
You suck.
I do, but you know what? Let's have people just hear what we're doing. Because now that we've been doing this for like an hour. Be my longest cast ever. I'm going to have to like put it down to like 32 kilobits a second to make it worth downloading.
People are going to be like, what the fuck am I listening to?
Yeah.
People up at 4 a.m. just like fucking talking about anything.
5:10 here.
Oh, it's 4:10 here.
Yeah, a little miss central time zone.
That's right.
Let's see, what else about the World of Warcraft can we talk about? All right, the little to do at 60, we've done that. Now I think every podcast in the world has done that.
Yep.
The bashing of Jerry Kaplan, we've done that.
Who I don't even know.
the talking about night elves. We've done that. Ooh, but there is another night elf thing I can tell you.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Go for it.
You know the night elf dance?
Yeah.
And when she, like, turns and does that with her hands by her ass thing?
Uh-huh.
They actually took that from this French pop singer. It's really freaky because I saw the video where she does it on Google. Ooh, that's something else. That's right. I don't know if you've seen these. Dude, you've got to see these. Yeah, dude, dudette. Whatever.
Dude.
You've got to see these.
What up?
Have you ever seen the Internet is for Porn with the World of Warcraft stuff?
I don't know. Have I?
Oh.
I've seen a lot of shit, man.
It is the funniest thing you will ever see. They took a song, as I inhale more cancer. Oh, and thank God you did.
What the fuck, man?
Can you hear that?
Learn to smoke.
learn to smoke, noob. I'm laughing and inhaling smoke. That's probably the worst thing in the world to do. I'm going to put a link up on the site so that you can go check this. But the song is from this Broadway musical called Avenue Q, and it's called The Internet is for Porn. And the phone's ringing, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm not fucking answering it. What people did was they recorded from World of Warcraft and put the song to it. And it's funny as shit. I'm going to put a link up to that. Oh, Jesus. Thank God. Phone stopped ringing. I was about to have to be like, would you excuse me for a second? I must go answer my phone because it won't stop ringing at 5:15 in the fucking morning.
Who's calling you, man? What are you? You got some business going on or what?
No, it's something else entirely. I know who it is. But I don't feel like answering it. And then there was another one that just got put up. And, of course, I closed the browser like a dumbass because it had the link to it. Shit, this thing was funny, too.
Real funny.
Yeah, shut up. All right? I'm going to come down there and look at you so funny.
Bring it.
Yeah, bring it. I will beat you. Don't make me have to enjoy hurting you, okay?
With your... Cat 9, nope. Whatever.
Oh, Jesus, now the phone's ringing again. I'll be right back. You can hit pause for a second. Have I told you I hate my life?
Can't hate as much as I hate mine.
I don't know. We might be good together like that. We could be in the Hate My Life Club.
Yes, yes. Let's make a guild.
Ooh, yeah. Are we back to recording for this? You just never bother stopping.
I stopped for a little bit while you were like... debating about pulling your phone in or something like that. Whatever.
I'll put the link up on my site for people. This is one of the funniest videos you will ever see. And it's just funny. And if I wasn't wearing headphones, I could make you hear the song. Because you'd actually enjoy the song, I think. You have that nice, perverted enough personality that it would be good. It would make you laugh.
I guess
and all we'll my see. Listeners do, too, because my listeners are perverts. And we know this, because they're also masochists, because they listen to me.
There you go. Here it goes. Self-deprecating humor.
That's right. Self-deprecating humor for the win. I'll look up the other one later. All right, but I'll put a video to this thing up. It's called The Internet is for Porn. You can just Google it and find it really quick.
I want to see that French pop star.
Oh,
get that
you
one
see,
on your
you want to see
webpage.
Her? I'll put a link to that too. That's
all right, good.
Alize is her name. She's like no, not the, you fucking. It's weird. She's like you know, she can sing. She's not exactly what I would.
How do you know? Her. Are you just saying that because you saw the video?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, she has a voice that's like okay. But I wouldn't, like, listen to her music, one, because it's French, and I know about, like, 8 words in French anymore.
And I then, like music I can't understand.
Oh, so do I. I listen to German music all the time. That was sexy.
Whoa, dude, that's rank.
That's right, people. We're in the same room, but and a time zone apart. They'll never know. Let's see. Nope. Fuck it. All right. You see, this is what happens when I get dumb and I don't hit the right button.
Learn to type.
Yeah. Learn to use a mouse, noob.
Oh, yeah, use a Mac. You don't know how to use a mouse.
Shut up. My mouse has three buttons.
Ooh, three buttons. Damn. I don't know how you survive.
I am going to come down there and smack you silly. I really am.
I got more.
Okay. Here's the Alize compilation, which is kind of a weird thing. But,
doink. I'm surprised there aren't more cool World of Warcraft videos out there. Parodies,
there
I mean.
Actually are. It's just, you have to go to, like, warcraftvideos.com to find them. And it's like, I really don't feel like searching through all that crap. Because a lot of them aren't very good either. Believe me, I've watched a few. It'd be basically like if I was to make a video and use this wonderful voice that I have as, like, my acting voice.
Oops, there's... I just started to play a video, sorry.
That just goes to show exactly how much people actually listen to me. I've actually had... Zier has actually told me, like, she's like, you know, eventually I will finish listening to one of your podcasts.
What? They're only, yeah. like, 30 minutes.
I know, but she always listens to them before she goes to sleep.
Oh.
So, like, 10 minutes into it, because my voice puts people to sleep if it doesn't kill them outright.
Shut up.
She's out like a light. I'm like, Jesus. I think I found the video here. Let me, I don't want the volume now, because I don't really care for the rap song on there. Yep, there it is. There is the hand video. I'll put a link to this one, too. And it happens fairly early in the video. And you're going to see it, and you're going to be like, oh my god, it's the Night Elf dance. But it's just that one part. She doesn't do the whole rest of the Night Elf part.
Aw.
Yeah, I know. But they did at least steal that one part from her. Which, when I saw it, I was like, oh my god, that's the Night Elf dance. This is freaky! And then you find out that the video's like 4 years old. So, you know, they stole it from that. She didn't steal it from the Night Elves, which actually probably would have been funnier if she had stolen that from the Night Elves.
Dude, nobody needs to be stealing the dance of the Night Elves.
I know, right? Ugh, well, shit, look at the Michael Jackson dance of the male Night Elves, for God's sake.
Oh, God, I hate that one.
Yeah, that's what I can never make a male Night Elf. Their animations piss me off when I
see
them.
Yeah, but they look buff, man. Jesus.
They look buff, and then they sit there and they roll their shoulder like, you know, they're some Cro-Magnon man.
Cro-Magnon.
And then, you know, like, they cast spells and their hands are, like, up in their eyes like they're crying. It's like, oh, for fuck's sake, no. You know? And then, you know, they put their one hand up like, yes, I have cast a spell. Oh, forget it. Yeah. I have made a male human because they've got some of the funniest jokes you will ever hear.
Oh, God. The wigwam. TP.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the best one.
I'm
going to
edit that in here. I'm going to edit that in here because I have that wave on.
Love that one.
I have it.
I make FlipMeg spam that one over and over again.
You can't actually choose which joke it is.
No, that's why you have to spam like silly, like over and over again.
Over
yeah.
and over again. Uh-huh. I also have the, I had this idea for a movie. To be called.
And they are the longest jokes ever.
Yeah. An orc walks into a bar with a parrot. Sure. The bartender asks, hey, where'd you get that thing? The parrot says, Durotar. They've got them all over the place. You know, and it's like them and the gnomes. The male gnomes have some of the fun.
I haven't heard them.
Oh, you've never
nope,
heard some
never
of
heard them?
Oh, I'm going to have to edit in that for you, too. You know, it's like suddenly people are going to hear us and it's going to like stop right there and you're going to hear like five male gnome jokes and back to us talking. You're going to be like, No, that wasn't an edit job right there. Good thing you know how to fade in and out, cock knocker. You know.
Just do a good job, right?
Yes, ma'am. This goes out to all my homies in Nomuragon. Keeping it real.
Reels.
Do it. Look at this. I'm looking at my feed burner. There are some crazy people out there.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that right now I have 540 people trying to access my podcast.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
At 5 in the morning?
Exactly.
Damn, man. What kind of night exactly. stalkers
Exactly. What type of fucked up people do I have? And you know what? They're probably the exact same type of people that if I met them, I'd get along perfectly with them.
Exactly. So.
You know. Yeah. Yo, kid. Let's get down to it, man. All right there, shady boy. Oh, never mind. That's completely different. You have no idea what I'm talking about or who I'm making fun of. So we'll just leave that because it has nothing to do with World of Warcraft at all.
Just like the rest of this podcast.
I know, right? Like, because this podcast has had anything to do with it. I think we've had an actual 5 minutes of content in this podcast as opposed to the other hour and a half of just us bullshitting. Which is actually fine, because like I said, this one is just about nothing.
Hey, we got at least 20 minutes of good bitching in, which, you
We
know,
did, we did.
Wouldn't be WAP if Sam doesn't bitch.
Wouldn't be without papers if I wasn't bitching.
That's what attracted me to you, Matt.
That's actually something. Have you looked at my Frapper map?
When I signed on to it.
When you signed on to it.
I look right now. What's the tag?
We're on a podcast.
Was WAP taken?
Yeah, it was WAP taken. Yeah. It was taken by a bunch of,
Are you talking about...
I like the ones where you bitch the most or something like that. You put in there. The bitchy ones rock! Thanks, dude.
I like the angry rants the best. That's damn straight. I'm going to put that. That's what I should have added.
See? Some people like them. Other people call me all sorts of names on iTunes and other places. And they can just suck my cock. But.
And I'm sure they're looking forward to that.
Actually, you know what? They probably are. They really are. You'd be surprised.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see. As we go to my page. Let's see. Here's actually somebody who wrote a neat one. Very helpful. Abrasive, but helpful. Knows his shit. Whiny, bitchy, and bitter. But if you need the knowledge, you have to listen to this podcast. There be gems in them, there are hills. World of Winecraft. This podcast is nothing more than a mere 90 minutes. Have I ever done a 90-minute podcast before this?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. 90 minutes of whining about what aspects of the game this particular individual does not like. I am not joking. Get some content or real tips, strats, etc. that we can't find on Thoughtbot or Alakazam. Thank you.
More bitching, FTW. Yeah.
Bitching for the win. You know what? That's going to be the title of this podcast now. Bitching for the win.
Bitching for the win.
No. You know what? I probably can't put that because they might actually censor that on iTunes.
Oh, really?
They might. I don't know. Let's see. Maybe you should stop playing by one person. Why do you play Warcraft? This cast is nothing but bitching and complaining about the game. Granted, some are on the mark, but your delivery gets annoying. You make the same point over and over again. Each time you get more pissed off. It wouldn't be a bad show if you just made your point and moved on.
So only bitch once.
Right, so just bitch once, but make it really good. Turn it into World of Fuckcast. Make it every other word is the fuck.
You know, it's funny that you get complaints like that because I actually think I drop the F-bomb way more than you do.
I think you do too.
I know I do.
Which is actually funny, you know, because, again, people are bitching about me saying fuck. And, you know, I could send you to my friend's Halo 2 podcast where we literally, when, you know, we're all together and we do it. I've been on a few shows. It's like every other word is fuck. And constant gay jokes about how we're sticking, you know, sticking each other in the ass and stuff. But, you know, that's just because we're a bunch of homos. This podcast is just a bunch of complaining and restating the same thing over and over with a bunch of swear words. There's a review right there, folks. That is my review.
I don't read the reviews. I can't anymore.
I know. Here's a great one. Would you like some wine with your cheese?
God, that's classic.
It is, especially because they spelled wine like the alcoholic drink.
I think that's the pun intended.
And it's supposed to be, would you like some cheese with your wine?
Wait, unless they think your podcast is cheesy.
Oh, it probably. It definitely is. Look who we're talking about. Me. This podcast is filled with more whining and complaining than actually discussing the game and its content. It is bad enough to read the whining on the official forums, but I would much rather read it than have to listen to it like this. Good, then don't listen, fuckwad.
I think I just did something bad again. I think I clicked on somebody's MySpace account from your Frapper account, and it loaded up some garbage video, like the actual band Garbage.
Uh-huh.
And I think it must have played. So while you were bitching, you're going to have some garbage in the background.
Oh, whatever. Is it that what the fuck's her name? The one at Night Elves Rule or something?
Yeah,
she's the only one I think that has the MySpace thing. I try not to go to MySpace too much.
Why?
Even though I have my forums on MySpace right now. Remember, folks, you can join the World of Podcast group at groups.myspace/World of Podcast. There's my pun for the day. Here's one that I don't understand at all. Intro is way too long. A 40-second intro is unacceptable and annoying as hell. Also, he should try fixing the grammar issues in the show notes. Actually, I think that was supposed to be more funny than anything else, because he did give me 3 stars.
Yeah, but you like them all, man.
Oh, I do. I've always said it, you know, my video game reviews, all sorts, you know, my editorials. I'm like, you know what? Send me fucking hate mail, because I love hate mail. I don't know why. It's so much nicer to hear hate mail at times than, you know, great. You know, I totally agree. It's like, you know what? I don't say half the shit to get people to agree with me. I want to hear people with differing opinions so that I can get into a nice, calm debate with them. Because, you know, as you can tell, I do. I do get into very good debates with people. It's just normally people end up being complete idiots. And, you know. So, enough about that part. I don't know. Do we have anything else to talk about?
I don't think so. I don't think we have to cover everything in one podcast. Yeah, right.
Let's cover the entire game in one
podcast.
We're done.
After this, no more.
At level 1, you begin in either Elwynn Forest if you're a human, and Vilmar if you are.
God.
In the beginning.
All right, what you want to do is you want to double-click on your icon or load up the podcast. Type in your username.
Click remember my account. That way you only have to put in your password every time. People are going to be hearing this. They're going to be like, what the fuck sort of drugs did you do while you were doing this? And it's like, dude, it's not drugs. I mean, you listened to my last episode where I was yawning my ass off the entire
time. Yeah, what the fuck, dude?
That was me being up for like 21 hours when I recorded it. And this is kind of the same thing because I only got 3 hours of sleep today.
And yeah, I'm pretty fucking tired.
Less. Yeah, well, you've got work. I don't even know why you're still doing this because you are insane.
Masochist.
That's why.
That's the word you're supposed to use.
Yeah, you're right. You are a masochist. You listen to me.
Oh, please.
I don't know. Hey, so I guess maybe we should let you plug your site and everything else like that. So go ahead. Give us the big plug. She's like, what were you going to say?
I was trying to think of a really good site to, like, you know, interject here, but I couldn't think of one, so I guess I'll just do it legitly. Wildcast.net.
It's Alachia. She often does things like this where we're talking over some sort of voice over IP software. In her case, it's with a bunch of other people who tend to normally be on their Ventrilo server. But I think after hearing this, you're probably going to go to Skype for everything, huh?
Well, actually, I tend to record while we're either playing or when we're done playing, so we're already on vent, so it's, you know.
So, all right, well, that makes it easier for you then, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, I don't have a lot of time to edit. About druids, we'll do it over Skype.
Yep. Damn it, that's what we should have done. Jeez.
Yeah, we could have had like a dual podcast here.
Yeah. Damn, yeah. Man.
No, nah, because you know what? That one should be serious. Because we
Yeah, that's true.
Because, you know, you want your talk about the classes and everything, and I want my talk about the classes. Although I think mine's going to be, I'm really pushing for the more, you know, noob-friendly version for mine, because I think I've actually gotten a lot of emails from people who are like, I just started playing and I enjoy hearing what you have to say and everything. So I think, you know, like my group's podcast is my most popular podcast ever. Yeah, episode 4, I think.
Right.
You know?
Well, but, I don't know. I disagree. Maybe it's your most popular, but my most favorite one is the add-ons.
That, you know what? That might be coming up. I'd have to check. But, you know, the whole group thing, I got more emails about that too. Like, you know, thank you from people who are newer players. And I think the people who are going to listen to me, they're going to be from everything. And it might be the same thing for you with, you. I don't know, do you have a lot of newer players listening to WoWcast?
Or
does it seem to be more established players?
I know you listen and I listen.
You've got an email. You can't fool me, girlfriend. You know how I know you've got an email? Because I've sent it to you.
I know. See? You and me, man.
Yeah.
No, yeah, there are people who want to know about how to, you know, start out new characters and everything like that, and for me, that would be a very hard podcast to do without actually starting to level up again and then refreshing my memory. And
you see? Why am I so good for this? Because I've got 16 characters, and except for my 160, the next highest two are level 34 and 35.
Yep.
You know, I can't, like, go into the end game stuff for each class, but I can give you a noob-friendly introduction to the class.
That'll be good, and then I'll just forward everyone to you.
There you go. See, and you don't have to do any work. Just be like, here's my podcast. I just changed my voice for a little while to sound like this dude who's a wop. You know?
Yeah. Talk to Sam.
Yeah. Word. All right, people. I do believe that next week I'm going to start with the noob-friendly ones. I will probably, and it's going to be ironic, because is your next one going to be on druids?
I don't know. I don't even know when I'm going to get the one that I already have out.
The one that's sitting on your hard drive right now, waiting to be put out, right?
Yep.
You and your, like, inability to edit your podcast in a timely manner. At least mine, I just don't record them in a timely manner. I don't sit on them for weeks.
I can't help it. I just got to play WoW. I stop playing WoW. I can't. And then it's just like, I start to edit, and then they're like, hey, get on. And I'm like, okay.
You see, this is why you have to turn off your instant messenger software when you do it.
Lessons learned.
Now we've learned something today. So, all right, but I will also be guest appearing probably at least for like 5 seconds or so on WoWcast if you wish to hear that.
5 seconds. Let's go.
Yeah, five seconds to talk about the Druid class. Shapeshifter! Good! Hooray! You know? Innervate the priest! No. Anyway, let's save this for the WoWcast debate.
All right.
Right now we're going on like 4 hours worth of podcast here, and my listeners are going to be like, what the hell are you doing to my computer?
Dude, if you don't edit this, I am so not downloading it.
I should put up 2 versions, the edited and non-edited.
I am not downloading a 2-hour podcast.
Is it 2 hours?
It's 2 hours.
No, this is going to have to be edited.
Yeah.
So. Something for me to do tomorrow while I'm looking for a new job.
Yay.
Word. All right, so join us whenever.
Yeah, whenever.
We get together for the WoWcast version, and join me again in a few weeks when I will get around to recording and going back to my normal NPR-sounding voice.
So. Yay, Sam!
Yeah. So until then, this is World of Podcast signing off. Goodbye, Alachia, and thank you for joining us. You've been a big help, and we got to talk about porn.
Word.